You know, I have seen many changes, changes in the department that are really going to be coming from a policy standpoint, the Department of Children and Family Services, about laws, about, you know, really laws and policies about one's gender expression and an expression of their sexuality. So we're seeing some policy changes, which really means that the environment may look may still look very similar, that it could be hostile to the LGBT youth, but now that there might be some actual consequences or repercussions that now as a therapist or as a social worker, I can direct that family or that child into having some kind of plan of recourse, you know? And I think oftentimes going a legal route might be a way to pressure larger institutions to being compliant with the laws and policies that they have in place. There's going to be a new policy in LAUSD. I want to say like maybe it's under their Title 4, Title 7, which is the Civil Rights Act. So really trying to, in the state of California, incorporating gender identity and expression and sexual orientation as a protected class. And having that as a protected class means that you have certain freedoms and liberties, right, as an individual in this state, in this school. And if those are ever abridged, that there's some kind of legal repercussion. So I think that's the beginning. The hard part is that for many of the youth that we work with, they're going to be marginalized. They're going to be people of color that really don't have the means, the economic means to really begin to really fight large bureaucracies like that.